I feel deeply honored to be one of the speakers at Global Virtual Church Festival on topic Theology of Youth Ministry. How is it possible to make their voices heard, and how can they be fully part of congregational life? Youth is a period between being a child and being fully grown. Youth may also be any young person between the onset of poverty and fully individuated adulthood. If youth are to become the church of tomorrow, they must be given priority and recognized as the church of today. The questions are, how are their voices to be heard, and how can they be fully part of the congregation life? Youth voices can be heard only if or when we let and allow them to speak, allow them to talk, and at the same time, we are ready to listen to them attentively. This is to say, in order for youth to raise their voices confidently, they have to feel and know that they are heard, loved, trusted, admired, respected, and valued, as it is clearly stated in 1 Timothy 4:12a, let no one despise your youth. For the youth to be fully part of the church, both youth and the church have vital roles to play. First and foremost, youth need to know that they are fully members of the church through their baptism and faith in Christ Jesus. Hence, they have equal rights and responsibility as any other Christian in building up the body of Christ. Apostle Paul echoes this in Galatians 3, verses 26 to 28. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized in Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. In this respect, youth need to realize that every person in church community, regardless of their culture, gender, race, age, social and economic status, plays a unique role or set of roles as per his or her talent or talents. Youth have to use the gifts and talents bestowed to them for the work of God. It is clear that nobody is given all gifts and nobody is given no gift. We, therefore, have to cooperate and complement one another in building up the body of Christ. As it is stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 12. Now there are these diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of ministries, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of operation, but is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. This can be also seen in Romans 12, verses 6 to 8, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, and Ephesians 4, verse 11. Youth have to lead a life of witness and testimony through exemplary living, as is written in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12b. But be an example to the believers in words, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Apostle Paul sees in youth a bestowal of spiritual and bodily strength, as he writes in 1 John chapter 2, verse 14b. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. The church should prepare attractive and suitable programs purposely for the youth. Young people must have the feeling that the church cares and considers them in all their planning. This means the church leaders must make efforts to understand the needs, challenges, and characteristics of youth and plan a program in view of these facts. The important issue is to make the youth feel to be part and parcel of the church. Programs like Bible study, praise and worship teams, entrepreneurship, time and leadership management, drama, visitation in holistic perspective should be established so as to give youth confidence and feeling of responsibility in both spiritual and physical matters. Church leaders should also have the young people in mind in whatever they are planning or doing. For instance, when it comes to preparing sermons or planning worship services, leaders should consider the challenges, interests, and what touches the life of the youth. The Bible should be taught to young people in a way that it is lively, so that it affects and changes their lives. Moreover, Bible stories which portray the role performed by youth in carrying out and fulfilling God's will should always be the center of study material for youth. David, Mary, Samuel, Jeremiah, and others were young people whom God called and used for his mission. There should always be efforts to prepare young people to have good understanding of Christian faith and be responsible church members. The youth should take an active part in life of the church by being engaged in the ministry of the church in areas of diaconia, liturgia, proclamation, and fellowship. The church should therefore encourage the youth to sing and play instruments in choirs. They have to be encouraged to bring inputs on songs and music style. To offer public prayer, youth have to be encouraged to be part of different church communities, to help in conducting liturgy of the church, to read biblical lessons and church announcements, to teach in the Sunday school, to offer services to the community as a means of witness of the church, example, to visit and help the ones in need in hospital, those who are in hospitals, children's homes, old people's homes, and gather food and clothing for the poor and needy families. To offer service as usher, to serve as youth counselors in youth camps, or help making community surveys to an earth community needs, and also to encourage young people to preach. Thank you very much.